picture to come up. Ah, there it is. Now, do you remember last time we had story together, whenever I told it? Oops, we need to go back one on that one. Well, we'll just leave it there. The last picture, I left you thinking about that picture. There it is. This is Tommy. She's a young Maine Coon kitty. And we adopted Tommy, not because we really wanted another cat, but we adopted Tommy because of this kitty. Let's see if it's going to go. This is Mittens, our other kitty. Now, Mittens became so sad when our kitty Marcus died, and he would look for him, and he just got sadder and sadder. You can see him there. See how happy he is? He didn't look so happy. Here he is, snuggling under the covers. He likes to do this at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he wasn't doing that. He would be on the bed, and he looked so sad and dark in his eyes. And we felt so sorry for him. So we brought Tommy home. Now, when we brought Tommy home, this is what she looked like, a scruffy runt cat. Her hair stuck out, and she had a mean look on her face. See this? Now, I put this in there because, not because she's really being mean there, she's actually just yawning. But how she looks there, that's how she acted. She would scratch, and she would bite, and she took over everything in the house. Here she is taking over Mittens' cat tower. We bought her own. She claimed them both. We bought 2 litter boxes. She claimed them both. If Mittens was sleeping in a place and she found out, she would go take it from him. There she is. I was trying to make the bed, and she's playing in the sheets. She even claimed my husband and I. She didn't want Mittens near us. And she chased him all the time so much that he quit wanting to come home, even to eat. We didn't know what we were going to do. We tried to introduce them slowly, tried to get them used to each other. But she was just taking over everything because Tommy had come from a not-so-good home. And when we got her, she barely weighed 10 pounds. When you picked her up, you could feel bones all over, and she felt like you were picking up a feather. She was very light. But with lots of love and attention and care, good food that we're giving her, she's changing. You saw the picture of what she looked like. Let me see if I can get it to go back. There. That's what she looks like when she's all brushed out. She's pretty now. She's getting better. And her behavior is changing. Now she wants to play with Mittens, but he doesn't want to play with her so much. Well, you know, most people would have taken Tommy and probably kicked her out of the house or taken her back to the shelter. But my husband and I aren't like that. When we have an animal, we love it with all of our heart, and we take care of it the best that we can, and we teach them. And Tommy is having to learn because she has some bad habits. She likes to sleep on the tablecloth, and she likes to climb on the counters. And in our house, that ain't happening. So Tommy has learned what the squirt bottle is for. Well, you know, boys and girls, just like we love Tommy, not because Tommy is always nice. Do you know that God loves you not because you're always nice, not because you always behave? He wants us to behave, and he wants us to be nice and kind, but God loves us anyway. Do you know why? Because the Bible says that God is love. And because God is love, he can't do anything else but love us. That's who God is. And do you know that how we look at Tommy and see, oh, she's going to be a really nice cat someday, and she's turning into one, God looks at each one of you and says, oh, that's my daughter, that's my son. I have great plans for their life if they will just let me love them. So today, I want to encourage you, always go to God. No matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done, no matter how you act, God still loves you, and there's nothing you can do that will make him love you any less than he already loves you. That's because that's who he is. So today I brought you 2 cookies, shortbread cookies. They have hearts stamped on them. What does a heart make us think of?
Love.
That's right. So that's to remind you that God loves you more than you can imagine. And are cookies sweet or are they not sweet?
Sweet.
Right, they're sweet. So when you eat your cookie and you taste that sweetness, that's to remind you that when you let God's love in your life, it is the sweetest thing that you will ever experience. Okay? So So let's have prayer, and then I'll give you your cookies, okay? Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much that you are love, and that you love each one of these boys and girls more than they can even begin to understand. We just pray that your love will bring them close to you, and that you will bless their lives, and Father, make them what you want them to be, in Jesus' name.